Perfect. It is a very warm welcome to my guest today, Claire Sykes. Hello, Claire. Hi. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
There you are. She's hiding away. Good to see you.
You too.
Claire.
Oh,
that's it. That's where I want you. So, now, Claire, at the run we did recently, Orange Tree was serving up breakfast. What should we call them? Baps?
Yeah, rolls, baps, buns.
And I said to her at the time, I said, that's the best bacon and egg roll I've ever had in my life. And I meant that. I seriously did.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
It's the
we
truth.
Aim to please.
It's the truth. It's fantastic. So you've got a new place called Waffle Society, but we'll get onto that in a couple of minutes. Okay. So how did it all start, Claire?
The Waffle Society or the Orange Tree.
That's it. That's the your first
tree.
One. Yeah.
The Orange Tree started 3.5 years ago. Opposite Mishlali Prep School, because we bought the site where it is and turned it into Maker's Yard after COVID, because we moved here before COVID from the UK and we were doing property stuff in the UK and then suddenly we weren't anymore.
I detect that English accent now.
Yes. Different to yours, but same.
A little bit, yeah. Different areas.
So we started that 3.5 years ago now, and that's been fantastic and we love being there and it's a great community, part of the school. But we've always struggled to get people from Belita to drive there if they're not going to the school. And if your kids are this
it's
side.
It's down the road, isn't it?
It's two junctions on the highway. It's far. But there's lots of choice in Belita for breakfast and great coffees and stuff. So we were finding it a bit difficult at the weekends and in the holidays. We're very, very quiet. So we came up with this idea to do waffles, try and make a destination offering something that nobody else is offering to give people a reason to drive a little bit out of their normal kind of zone, and we launched it as a pop-up called the Waffle Society in the June July holidays, and we did a big media launch then, and Radio Life and Star were there, not you personally but some of the other gang were, and then it went very well. We did it for the 2 weeks of the summer the holidays then, and then every Saturday since then until the beginning of September. We had people driving through from Durban and Mpumalanga to come for waffles, so we thought there's maybe something in this waffle idea. And meantime we've been looking for a new spot in Belita to be somewhere where there's a bit more foot traffic and a bit more maintenance.
So
anyway,
where are you?
So we opened, we are down in what I call the village, like the old village, the old centre of Belita, down by the sea.
Okay.
Where Ocean Basket and Nikos and all those guys are.
Mm.
So we are underneath Good Vibes, which has also just gone through a big refurb as well. It's looking smashing and we've refurbed underneath. So we are pink and red. You can't really miss us. We've got a big sign that you can see as you come down Conversation Beach Road. And we opened 2 weeks ago, Saturday just gone. So just in time for the holidays, which was a bit later than we'd hoped, but nonetheless, we were there.
And how did you do?
If I tell you, I've slept about 5 hours a night max for two
that's
weeks.
Good news,
that's
isn't
kind
it?
Of busy.
That's
yeah.
the good news.
So
okay.
We'd started, didn't really want to start at the beginning of the holidays, rather give myself a bit more run-in to get things smooth. But nonetheless, we opened the doors, didn't tell anybody we were open, and we got absolutely swamped.
Bang!
Great. Lots of holidaymakers around, which is lovely.
You're in a great spot there. I mean, so visible.
It's a good spot. It's very visible. There's two main restaurant hubs in Belita. One is here where we are now, at the Beautiful Lifestyle, and the other one is down there. So it's a good spot to be.
All right. Now, it's not just waffles, okay? It's Waffle Society. Who came up with the name? But it was you, wasn't it? Waffles. You came up with that.
You know what? I'm going to give...
Where did it come from?
I'm giving credit to Claudine.
Who's Claudine?
Claudine is my business partner in the Waffle Society.
Okay.
And she does all our social media.
Well
and our
done,
marketing.
Claudine. Well
and
done.
And she came up with the name. Yeah.
Very creative.
Brilliant name.
Now, you don't just do waffles. Tell us about the great coffee that you do, first of all.
Well, we do great coffee because you've got to do great coffee. That's just a given. We sell the same coffee, actually, that we do at the Orange Tree because it's always been very popular. It's from Colombo, who are the oldest roastery in Durban. They still roast in Durban. So they're local as well, and they make really, really good coffee. And they're just brilliant. So we use their coffee, which is lovely. And we have fantastic baristas, because that's really important as well. And we have smoothies, like we did at the Orange Tree as well, from Proper. It's another local brand who we love. I've just had one now. They're the best. Peanut butter and chocolate smoothie. Can't go wrong.
My goodness.
And then we have date balls and we have rusks. And we have, obviously, waffles, because it's the Waffle Society.
Sure.
But we have also the option to swap your waffle, for example, for sourdough toast. If you don't feel like it's a treat day and you want to have the whole waffle experience, you can still really enjoy all our delicious toppings and things.
How does mixed green leaves work?
Well, it's a salad, really. That's what it is. So you can come and have buttermilk. So this is the kind of, this is the girl thing to do, right? We go we order a salad and then we have a side of chips. So now you can come and have amazing buttermilk fried chicken, which would normally be on a waffle with roast tomatoes and pickles and garlic aioli and a hot honey drizzle. But now instead of the waffle, you're having your leaves, so you feel it's a bit healthier.
Now you've got something special for the adults. After dark?
Waffles
after dark. Sounds very secret and stuff.
Doesn't it? Waffles after dark, very exciting. Really nice uptake so far. We're thinking kind of, you know, evening out with friends, date night with the other half, leave the kids at home. We have a full alcohol license there, so this is very much a vibe. Cocktails, we've got a great wine list, beer on tap, lots of different bottled beers as well. All our cocktails, just FYI, also come as a mocktail version, and they're not all sweet, full of fruit juice. They are a bit different, not so sweet, because you might be eating a sweet waffle and don't need all the extra sugar. And then the waffles after dark, the menu's been designed to be more like tapas-style waffles. So they're much smaller with more topping. So for an evening, they're not quite so necessarily heavy and big food. You can choose 3 savory ones on a platter for a set price. There's 6 on the menu at the moment. And we're talking things like a mustard mashed potato waffle with roast beef sirloin, rocket horseradish creme, crispy onions and sticky balsamic drizzle, for example.
Different.
And then we have a satay chicken. So we've got a bit of an Asian vibe going on with some crunchy noodles. We've got an aubergine one. We've got a spiced waffle with green chili cheese and raisins, topped with flame grilled chicken and tomato curry chutney. So lots of different things. And then on the dessert menu, we have a Dubai chocolate waffle.
Thank you for the samples that I'm going to take home with me tonight and get stuck into. And do a quick review on the program tomorrow. Thank you so much for that. Your opening hours, I think, just to wrap things up.
Yes. So Sunday to Wednesday, we open from 6 a.m. for those early morning walkers and joggers who need a coffee.
That is the middle of the night. Come on. 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Okay. For all those active people who are walking their dogs. Dogs welcome, by the way, as well.
You'll probably see the boss's wife with her dogs, with Sue Charles. She's one of those 5:30, 6 o'clock dog on the beach people.
It's Belito. There are a lot of us. We have the Belito social runners on a Thursday morning, now running from Waffle Society as well. So I'll be there tomorrow. So anyway, Sunday to Wednesday, 6 until 5.
Okay.
Kitchen closes 4:30. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we open until 9. Wow. Kitchen closes 8:30.
Sounds like a great different thing to do, you know, with your loved one or somebody else's loved one.
A little bit different. Come give it a go. It's different to what you would expect from waffles.
100%.
And different to what you can get anywhere else.
All right. Lovely talking to you.
You too.
And,
thank you.
We'll see you very, very soon.
Come for waffles.
Waffle Society.
Know where we are.
We know.